This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining me today on the telephone from Heartland Community College, Becky Gropp. She is the Associate Director of Public Information. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Todd.
Melissa Fazig is here as well. She's the Director of Development. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Todd.
And Larissa McElvain is with us as well. She's the Associate Director of Foundation Relations and Events. Larissa, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us this morning.
It is not a problem at all, because for what I'm seeing, they've offered me some notes here to explain why all these people are on hand, and it sounds like everything's busy at Heartland Community College. So, Becky, we'll start with you. Can you just give us a general idea? What are the big highlights on the calendar?
Yeah, we do. We really do have a lot going on. Starting with February 21st, our Director of Student Engagement, we got a new one a couple months ago. His name is Ian Wilson, and he is actually located here on the Normal campus, but he's going to pay the Pontiac campus a visit on February 21st. And he wants to hear from students. He wants to know what students expect from student engagement. We have a very large student engagement office. They have several clubs, put on lots of different activities. And so he wants to know from the Pontiac campus, you know, what do you expect out of student engagement? We have a few current activities that take place up there, such as a week of welcome when students first come back to campus in the fall. And they do stress reduction at the end of each semester with finals around the corner and everything. People tend to get a little stressed out that time of year, so Pontiac puts on a really good stress reduction activity. But Ian wants to get a sense of what we want in Pontiac there. So on February 21st, anybody can go in during any time between 10 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. You can meet Ian and just give him some of your ideas. He's very curious to know what students up there are interested in.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity. Obviously, you can't always just walk into a person's office and start talking about what you'd like to see. So it sounds like it's going to be a great event.
I think it will be. And then we have summer to start thinking about. So our Pontiac campus there will have summer registration for a speech and a math class this summer. You can start registering for either or both of those on March 7th.
I got to say, Becky, my brain is just kind of missing a cog here when it comes to the word summer. I'm not quite tuning in, but you got to get signed up weeks before so that everything's in place. So
that's right. And it's going to be, I think, in the 60s this weekend or early next week. So I don't know. That makes me hungry for summer, for
there
sure.
There you go. That's the prediction, anyway. We'll see if it holds up, but hopefully it will.
Right. And then we have spring break coming up. So students will be off starting the week of March 13th, but campus will still be open.
Very good. Another thing coming up awfully quickly.
Right.
My brain is still kind of in winter mode, so I guess I got to change gears here.
It's fun to think spring.
It sure is. It is a great time of year. Hopefully we'll get one this year. In Illinois, often we have a spring that's about 2 days long.
That's right. Yeah, we really do.
Well, that's our problem for living in Illinois. I want to move on, Becky. Thank you so much for the great information. But we need to talk to Melissa for just a moment. Melissa Fazig is the Director of Development at Heartland Community College, and we want to talk about a scholarship workshop. Melissa, what's going on?
We have so much going on with scholarships right now. It's a really busy time for us. I just want to send a reminder that anybody who is planning on attending Heartland in the fall, please apply for scholarships. There's tons of scholarships available, wide variety of scholarships. You don't have to be a 4.0 student. You don't have to be coming straight out of high school. If you're a non-traditional student coming back into the classroom for the first time, just know that we have a lot available. And we even have scholarships that are specific to people who live and work in Livingston County. So the application deadline is March 1st, 11:59 p.m. on March 1st. And students can apply online through their My Heartland account. And if they have any questions, they are feel free to call me at 309-268-8102.
Now, there is a workshop coming up. Is that what
there
I understand?
There certainly is. If anybody has any questions or needs help filling out the application, we will be in Pontiac at the Heartland Pontiac Center on Monday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Students can stop in. I'll be there to answer questions, give some tips and hints on how to fill out the application, and just general information about the scholarship program is available at that time as well.
Can you tell us what a scholarship reading night is?
Absolutely. Now, this is kind of it's a new event and kind of something fun and different. So we have all these students who are filling out their scholarship applications, which, again, are due March 1st at 11:59 p.m. and once those scholarship applications are submitted, we need help reading and scoring them. So we need community members to come to Heartland Campus. They can RSVP once again to me at 309-268-8102 if they would like to attend. And they would be reading and scoring scholarship applications. And that will be how we determine which students get scholarships. Each community member would read about 10 applications. Please know that all of the information on the application is anonymous, so they won't know whose application they're reading. We'll provide dinner. We'll have a nice, yummy dinner for everybody to enjoy while they're there. And it just gives everybody a chance to learn more about the wide variety of students that we have attend Heartland Community College.
Now, I'm guessing there might be some people who say, well, I'd like to do that, but I don't feel like I'm qualified. Will you give them all the guidelines they need as to what they're looking for and how to rate them?
We go through a whole PowerPoint presentation of how to score, what to look for, and exactly what needs to be done.
Well, that sounds like a fascinating idea. I've never heard of an institution doing something like this before. So,
well, you're more than welcome to join us, Todd.
I might do it just to have the experience. It sounds kind of interesting.
There you go. It's a fun night. It's a really good night. We hope that people can join us. And again, just please make sure you RSVP. And my number, again, is 309-268-8102. That way we can make sure we have enough food available for everyone.
And this will happen here on the Pontiac campus?
Absolutely.
Well, Melissa, thank you for the information. Right now, we want to turn to Larissa McElvain. She is the Associate Director of Foundation Relations and Events, and we want to talk about a great annual event at Heartland, and that's the Funnyraiser.
Yes, this is our ninth annual Funnyraiser to raise scholarship funds for the Challenger Learning Center, and we are looking forward to that event. It's coming up just the end of next week, Friday, February 24th. That takes place on our normal campus at the Heartland Campus Cafe. It's an evening event at 6 o'clock. And the Challenger Learning Center is really cool. It gives students an opportunity to work in teams and work on their leadership skills and practice the STEM focus in their classrooms and come to campus. It's a great opportunity, and not many schools can afford to pay 100% of the field trip. And so the scholarship program pays a portion of that fee, and then more students are able to have that great experience.
Well, it is a great place at the Challenger Learning Center, and it's a great night at the Funnyraiser. I've been involved with these in the past, and we should explain to people this is local comedians. This is people who maybe people have accused of being comedians, but they're actually going to get up on stage and perform.
Yes. We have six comedians this year: Justin Boy, Julie Koopsch, Keith Maurer, Dave Park, David Skillroot, and Penny Wilson. And David Skillroot is a returning comic. All the rest are brand new to stand-up comedy, and they will come out and try and make everyone laugh. But the biggest goal is that they're going to try and raise money for the scholarship. So you can vote with your dollars at your favorite comedian. And you can also enjoy dinner from Rosati's, and we'll have a silent auction with some really cool prizes as well. Tickets are $25. For one more week, you can get the $25 discounted price. After next Wednesday, the 22nd, the price goes up to $35. So, want to get your tickets early.
Where are they available? Where can people get their tickets?
You can get your tickets online at hccfoundation.org.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be another fun year with the Funnyraiser. It truly is just a lot of fun.
Comes with food, too. So that helps.
That helps a lot. Well, I think I was right. I got the impression when we started that there was a lot going on, and there is a lot going on.
Always lots going on here, but we like it that way.
Absolutely. That's the way it should be. And ladies, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
We've been talking with Becky Gropp. She is the Associate Director of Public Information at Heartland Community College, and she works with Melissa Fazek, who's the Director of Development, and Larissa McElvain is on staff as well. She's the Associate Director of Foundation Relations and Events. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.